If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello, and welcome to Dragonfly Tales, a story podcast with me, Emily. And each episode, I'll tell you a story from around the world and share some fun and silly things with you. Well, listeners, yesterday, Leo and I went on a boating ride in the sea. It was brilliant. We even jumped in and had a swim with lots of fishies. We've done lots of swimming on our holidays, in the sea, in a beautiful river, and I'm pretty sure I might be turning into a mermaid. Perhaps we should do another story about mermaids, or even a story about the sea. If you have any good tales about the sea or the seaside, be sure to get in touch and let us know. And I hope you're enjoying your holidays too, wherever you are. So now we have some shout-outs to our new patrons. Firstly, here's a shout-out to Emmerich, Escher and Estlin from Colorado. Emmerich and Escher are twins. They both have their birthdays in December and they're 8 years old. And little Estlin just turned one. So we'll give her a birthday shout-out after the story. Their favourite episodes are Ragnarok and the Dartmoor Pixies. Oh, I love both of those. Hi, folks. Thanks for listening. Next, we have a shout out for Eleanor and her brother Amos, and they're from Westerville, Ohio. Eleanor's birthday was on Wednesday and she turned 8, so we'll give her a birthday shout out after the story. And Amos's birthday is in May. Hi, folks. Thanks for listening. And finally, here's a shout out to Cassie, who is 4, and Leo, who is 9. And they're from our hometown, London. Their favourite episodes are definitely the Greek myths. They loved the Chimera, particularly Pegasus, because he's so cool, isn't he? Cassie just turned 4, so we'll give her an August birthday shout out after the story. And Leo's birthday, great name, Leo, is in April. Hi, folks. Thanks for listening. And remember, if you would like a shout out on the podcast, you need to join our Patreon club. So ask your grown-ups to find us on the Patreon website. And as I said, we will have August birthday shout outs coming up after the story. So stay tuned for those. Now, listeners, my story this episode is from India, a place called Meghalaya. It's one of the easternmost states in India, famous for beautiful forests and wildlife. The people of Meghalaya have a treasure trove of folk tales about animals, and they especially like stories that explain how things came to be, or pourquoi stories, we sometimes call them. And this one is all about pigs. Have you ever heard the rude expression, dirty as a pig? Well, we know pigs love getting nice and muddy, but according to the old stories, pigs were once very clean. So I think we should start long ago in the forests of eastern India. Long ago, in the forests of eastern India, lived lots of different animals. Snuffling wild pigs, skittish rabbits and elegant deer, heavy buffalo and thunderous rhino, sleek leopards, and of course, tiger. With his huge, muscular body, keen senses, razor-sharp claws, and powerful jaws, all the other animals feared King Tiger. But Tiger didn't go around killing animals all the time. He only killed when he was hungry. If his belly was full, he'd leave the animals alone. He might even smile at them and say good morning, which was very confusing. One day, King Tiger killed a huge wild buffalo, and what a feast he had. He ate far too much and fell asleep under a tree, his stripy white belly as full as it could be. When King Tiger woke up, he yawned. I need a nice cool drink of water. He got up and padded slowly through the forest to a shady pool. Now on this day, as chance would have it, a wild pig, young and plump, was drinking on the other side of the pool, and when the pig saw King Tiger, he froze. He held his breath.
Stay still. Don't move. Maybe he hasn't seen me.
But tigers see everything, especially plump and pink young pigs. Tiger just wasn't hungry. His belly was still groaning from his buffalo feast. He approached the cool water and was about to lap with his rough pink tongue when he sniffed.
This water is dirty and smelly. I won't drink at this pool.
He stepped back in disgust, turned around and began to slink off into the bushes. Now the young pig, who was not the cleverest of pigs, couldn't understand why he'd not been chased by King Tiger.
He jumped back from the pool when he saw me. He must be afraid of me. The very sight of me sent him slinking away. He's old and weak and I'm young and strong.
The pig flexed his piggy muscles.
Yeah, he knows he's met his match. It's about time there was another king of the forest, and that king should be me.
And as his piggy pride got the better of him, he called after the tiger.
Hey, you there! Call yourself a tiger, do you? King of the forest, eh? Running away, are you? Come on, fight me, you silly pussycat, or else hand over your crown to me.
King Tiger stopped and chuckled to himself. What an idiot. He looked back at the young pig, all puffed up with confidence, and called,
I say there, young fellow, if it's a fight you want, meet me here tomorrow.
And then he turned and moved away through the forest as silently as a shadow. The pig called after King Tiger.
Tomorrow? Yeah, you got it. I'll have you, Tiger. You won't stand a chance, and then I'll be king of the forest, and everyone will be scared of me. It's piggy time!
The pig felt so brave and pleased with himself, he raced back to his pig friends to tell them the news.
Listen up, you lot. You better start showing me a bit more respect around here. You're looking at the future king of the forest.
One of the pigs said, Future king of the forest? Have you gone bananas? And she snorted with laughter.
Oi, stop laughing. It's true.
Another pig joined in.
Oh, sorry, your piggy majesty.
Soon all the pigs were giggling and snorting.
Listen, do you even know what happened to me today? I met old King Tiger by the pool and he was too scared to attack me. He jumped back when he saw me. So I challenged him to a fight tomorrow. He doesn't stand a chance, old pussy cat. Not with my skills. I'll kill him with one blow. Hi-ya! And then you'll be looking at the new king of the forest. What do you say to that?
The pigs had stopped laughing. Their eyes were filled with fear.
What did you do? Are you insane? He'll destroy you.
The young pig looked at all his friends. Their teeth were chattering, their tails shaking.
He probably didn't attack you because he wasn't hungry. But tomorrow he'll catch you and gobble you up. Every last bit of you, even your tail.
The young pig started to sweat.
You mean he let me off?
Yes.
Because he'd just eaten something? Yes.
And if I go tomorrow, he'll eat me?
Yes. Yes.
The young pig began to shake with fear.
Oh, no. What have I done? What have I done? He's going to eat me. I know. I just won't turn up. I won't go to the pool. I'll never go near that pool again. There you are. Problem solved.
Don't be stupid, said one of the pigs. You've challenged the king of the forest. If Tiger doesn't find you at the pool tomorrow, he'll come hunting for you. Hunting for pigs. He'll hunt down and kill each and every one of us. You've put us all in danger.
The young pig was desperately scared now.
What am I going to do? Tell me what to do.
All the pigs looked at each other fearfully and shook their heads. They had no idea. Then one pig said,
Grandfather Pig, he's oldest, he's lived a long time, he knows about surviving the forest, you should ask him.
The young pig didn't hang around. He went racing off to find Grandfather Pig, munching some delicious fruit under a big shady tree. And he told Grandpa Pig the whole story. Grandpa Pig was furious.
You did what? Are you a complete nincompoop? You want to be tiger sausages, you idiot. I've told you 100 times, don't go near a tiger. But you young pigs, you're all the same. You think you're better and stronger than any other pig. Well, you're not cleverer, that's for sure. And now you're tiger bacon. Well, off you go and give the tiger his lunch.
The young pig began to cry.
Oh, please. Please, Grandpa. I didn't mean to. I'm a stupid, stupid pig. I don't want to be a tiger's lunch.
Oh, stop that.
Grandpa Pig did feel a little sorry for the silly young pig.
Just let me think, he grunted.
Grandpa Pig thought for a long while, and then he said,
I have an idea that might work, but you must do exactly as I say.
The young pig's face brightened.
Anything, I'll do anything, I promise.
Grandfather Pig began to whisper.
Then listen carefully. Before you go to meet the tiger at the pool tomorrow, you must make yourself as dirty as possible. First, find a big muddy pool and roll around in it until you're covered in mud. Then go and find some smelly poo and roll around in that. Finally, find a nice big pile of rotten fruit and cover yourself completely. Then go and meet Tiger. With any luck, you'll be so disgusting he won't fancy eating you.
But what if it doesn't work? Said the young pig.
Then it's been nice knowing you.
The next day, the young pig set off into the forest and found a huge puddle of squelchy mud.
Here goes.
He closed his eyes and...
One, two, three...
He squelched into the puddle with a plop, and then he rolled around until every bit of his pink skin was covered in thick brown mud. Even his ears, his eyelashes, his tail were caked in it. And then he went to where the rhinos gathered and found a steaming pile of rhino dung.
Oh, no! It smells!
But he had little choice, so he closed his eyes.
One, two, three...
And then he rolled around in the stinky poo until he was covered in that too. Finally, the young pig headed to where tall fruit trees grew, and there at the bottom were lots of squishy, half-eaten, rotten bits of fruit. There were flies everywhere and the smell was strong.
Yuck! Oh, here goes. One, two, three.
When the young pig was coated in mushy, rotten fruit, stinky dung, and thick mud, he didn't look like a nice young pink pig at all. He looked disgusting. The tiger was already waiting by the pool, licking his teeth and dreaming of nice, juicy pig meat. When he smelled, and then saw a disgusting brown, pooey blob appear out of the bushes.
Hello, King Tiger. It's me, the young pig, come to challenge you.
The tiger was horrified and covered his nose with his huge paw.
What on earth have you done? You look disgusting and the smell.
The tiger's dreams of a delicious, plump, pink pig lunch vanished. All he wanted now was to get rid of the filthy creature in front of him.
Get out of here and don't you dare come near me again!
And he roared so loud that birds left the trees in huge flocks. The young pig turned and he ran and he ran and he ran all the way back to Grandpa and the other pigs.
It worked! It worked! Oh, thank you, Grandpa Pig!
Good, but Tiger will come looking for pig meat, that is for sure. Now, as the elder of all wild pigs, I hereby decree that from this day forward, every pig, young and old, big and small, must remain as dirty as possible, so that Tiger will not be tempted to eat us.
All the pigs snorted in agreement. And that is why, from that day to this, piggies everywhere stay as dirty and muddy as can be. The end.
So, listeners, did you like that story? What was your favourite bit?
My favourite bit is how silly the young pig is, thinking he can take on a tiger, and how ridiculous he looks by the end of the story.
And now we have some birthday shout-outs to all of our patrons born in the month of August, and there are loads of you, so here we go. Firstly, here's a birthday shout-out to Kuihi, who's turned 10 in August from Gisborne, New Zealand. Kia ora, Kuihi, and happy birthday! Next, here's a shout-out to Graham, who is 7 in August, and he's from Minnesota. Happy birthday, Graham! Our next shout-out is to Ronan and Hannah from New York State. They both have their birthday in August. Ronan is 5 and Hannah is 9. Happy birthday, folks! Here's a shout-out to Ezra, who is turning 10 in August. Happy birthday, Ezra! And here's a birthday shout-out to Kate from Durham in North Carolina. Kate is 8. Happy birthday, Kate! Cassie from London just turned 4. Happy birthday, Cassie! And here's a shout-out to Eleanor from Westerville, Ohio, who is 8 in August. Happy birthday, Eleanor! Here's a shout-out to little Estlin in Colorado. She's turned 1. Happy birthday, Estlin! We also have a birthday shout-out to Orion in Dublin, and he's 11. Happy birthday, Orion! And finally, a birthday shout-out to Miles in Barnet, and he's turning 9. Happy birthday, Miles! So that's it for this episode. If you would like a shout-out or a birthday shout-out on the podcast, pop on over to Patreon and join our club. You can also leave us a little review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to Dragonfly Tales. And thank you so much. You have been listening to Dragonfly Tales with Emily. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I'll have another story coming soon. But until then, this little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy cried, "I want to listen to Dragonfly Tales!" all the way home. Bye.